Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We are in the General Cigar booth. One of our favorites, Michael Giannini. Michael, always
Rob,
a pleasure.
How are you?
Great.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me on.
Looking fantastic as always.
I'm trying.
Pocket square, it's nice. I didn't bring a pocket. Well, actually, I don't even have a spot for a pocket square.
You can always pin one there.
Oh, there you go.
Rob, but before we start, you've always been a badass. I want to take you to another level. So I want to present you with a foundry ring.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, you are officially a badass.
Oh, look at that.
Here you go. Yeah, baby.
It's like we're official now.
We're official.
Yeah.
We didn't get engaged here.
Right. Guys, you relax. Even got the right size. It fits me.
I knew that.
I kind of want to punch somebody with this on. Is that wrong? Maybe.
No.
Logan. We'll punch Logan.
Here you go.
He'll like that. So we've got some new stuff to talk
about.
This is fantastic. We're going to get into that in a second. But tell us about it. The time flies.
So time flies to me is two things, beats and words. There's only so many beats in your chest and so many words in your head. How you choose to do that is what's important to me. So skulls to me have always represented the fact that I need to do something really positive today. So when I reach the end, I don't want to say I should have. I did it. So this year, what I wanted to do is I wanted to collaborate. That's how I wanted to use my beats and words. So I collaborated with a master cabinet maker. I collaborated with a jeweler out of Richmond, Virginia, who actually made me a sterling silver hand-casted skull with diamonds and rubies. All the poles and the feet have sterling silver with diamonds in there as well. There's 99 cigars in there made by A.J. Fernandez. So I went to his farm. We fell in love with each other in a guy kind of way. I loved what he was doing. He's a master of what he does. I'm a master of what I did. And we were talking the same language. So I asked him to make me a blend. He gave me some stuff. He's like, you know what? I saw what you were looking at in the fields. I'm going to make you an even better blend. I'm like, dude, I don't know how that's possible. But here it is. So in here, there's a reason why there's 99 cigars in here. And I'm not being morbid. I'm going to die when I'm 99 years old. I want to live to 103, but I know I'm going to live till 99.
Okay.
So that's the reason for that. So this is one of a kind. There's one ring in there as well. There's only two. I have one. There's one that comes with the humidor. That's also rubies and diamonds cast out of sterling silver.
This thing is impressive.
Thank you.
It is. It's a sight to see. Hopefully we'll get some good photos of it because it's, I don't know if photos are even going to do it justice. Now, is this available for purchase? Or is
this
a one-of-a-kind deal, right?
This is $35,000. Everything is hand custom made. Everything came out of my head, and I had really great people I collaborated with to bring this to life.
So $35,000, do you take cash?
I do. You have cash?
Jared, you got cash on you? We'll see what we can
do. I actually have a swiping credit card.
I got five on it. No? Okay. We'll move forward.
Okay.
So let's talk about the blend.
So each blend has its own color. The blend is actually a Habano 2000 from Ecuador. And then all the fillers and binders are in Quail, where AJ grows tobacco. So it's hybrids, the Corojos and Carillos from his hybrid and varietal seeds that we pulled. So it's about six or seven different leaves within the blend. It is absolutely fantastic. And it was neat for me for Foundry Tobacco Company because I can go anywhere I wanted to. And just meeting AJ and actually coming to that place where it's like, hey, I want to do this with him. So to not do that within our factories was kind of cool because Foundry Tobacco Company is the boutique division within General Cigar. We get to do what we want to do, and that was one of the cool things. So I want to thank my company, so they allowed us to do that as well. They're very supportive of what we're doing. And I want to thank AJ. I want to thank Jenny Benton. I want to thank Bob DeGood for helping me pull this beautiful product together.
Awesome. And working with AJ is great. I mean, AJ's the guy who really taught me how to love Nicaraguan tobacco.
Yes.
And he blends some beautiful things. We talk about AJ all the time. So when I found out that this was, you guys worked with AJ on this, I'm really excited. I love his stuff, and I love your stuff. So it's kind of a nice meld for me, personally. I mean, I assume you guys are going to like it too, but it sounds great.
Yes. Well, the thing about Nicaraguan tobacco is very hard to work with, and if you don't know how to blend it correctly, it becomes very one-dimensional. And so being able to pull some different leaves from different parts of his farm and make that happen, to me, was exciting because that's what I love to do. So when you smoke this, it's just got, it hits all the five things that you want to taste, sweet, sour, salt, bitter, and umami flavors, which is meat flavors. And I mean, I'm in love with this cigar, and everybody who's tried it is in love with it already, so that's pretty cool.
That's great to hear.
Cool.
Well, guys, we'll get some reviews posted for you so you guys can check it out. When's this hit the shelves?
September 13th.
September 13th, okay. So a couple months away.
Yep.
Michael,
Rob, always a pleasure.
Man. Thanks.
Thank you. Badass.
Oh, yeah. That's the first time anyone's ever called me a badass.
Bro, now you're official.
It's official.
Now you're official.
It's official.
Just don't kick anybody's ass.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm you're my one call. Changing his cell number. All right, guys. Thanks for checking out all the Cigar Federation coverage on IPCPR 2016, cigarfederation.com.